Hi, my name is Karen, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at my website at zakiron.com. All right, so here we go. Freedom. So what is freedom really? Freedom is the natural born basis of all life. It is not something that needs to be fought for or earned or given by external sources. It is not something that is granted to the worthy by a puppet master kind of God. Freedom just is. It is the basis of all life. Freedom is the power that we all have to create whatever we desire. It is the power that every soul, every creature, every plant, every tree, etc. is exercising every moment of every day as everyone and everything desires ever expanding improvement. Freedom is the power to desire improvement and then receive that improvement in their lives unconditionally. I repeat, unconditionally. No conditions attached. No need to prove your worthiness. No need to prove anything to anyone to get what you want. Freedom is the ability to choose whatever reality you choose to live. And then you have the freedom to create that reality with your thoughts into physical reality. Freedom is the ability to choose good-feeling thoughts over bad-feeling thoughts. To turn those good-feeling thoughts into good-feeling things. Freedom is the unlimited power that we all have to be unconditionally given more of whatever we are focused upon, positive or negative, whether we want it or not. The freedom we all have is literally the unlimited power of the gods, so to speak, to create worlds, the power to create new worlds, just with the thought of it, to create anything, just with the thought of it. The freedom we all have is the unlimited power of desire, where every positive desire we have is instantly created for us in vibrational reality by our own source selves. And we have the choice to create more positive things that we like, love, and want more of in our lives, or we have the choice to create more negative things that we do not like and do not love and don't want in our lives. And regardless, positive or negative, the unconditional law of attraction makes it so. More good stuff or more bad stuff, it's strictly your choice based upon how and where you focus your attention the majority of time. That's the freedom that you have. And simply, it's your free choice to focus on good-feeling things to get more good-feeling things in your life, or to focus on bad-feeling things and get more bad-feeling things in your life. Very simple, very easy. Either way, whichever direction you're focused upon, your source does not judge, because you're only you alone, the human you, are your sole creator of your reality, and whatever you want, good or bad, you get that 100% unconditionally. It's your life. There's no destiny judge, or morality judge, or creativity judge, or spiritual judge, or worthiness judge deciding which of your desires are reasonable or impossible or etc. You're the only judge in your life deciding what's good or bad for you. No one else can decide what's right for you but you, because only you create your own reality. I'm going to repeat that. No one else can decide what's right for you but you, because you are the only one that creates your reality. Nobody else can create for you. You can't create for anybody else. So get your nose out of everyone else's business and get their nose out of yours. So even though your own source self, who you truly are, as God's source, who is expressing itself as you through you, does not judge your thoughts, desires, decisions, and actions. Did you get that? So you're the only judge in your life. Your own source, if you want to use the old terminology of God, does not judge your thoughts, your beliefs, your decisions, your actions at all whatsoever. Your source just simply, God, simply guides you to good feeling things by being those good feeling things that you desire. Your source just says, even though it's not really saying anything, it's more just vibrating, says, hey, it's your choice. Over here is good feeling stuff. I know the stuff that you want. It's over here. Come over here. Come over here. Come over here. Your source does not ever warn you or guide you away from bad feeling stuff. If you start heading towards bad feeling stuff, your source does not go, hey, stupid, you're heading towards bad feeling stuff. Source just keeps saying, good stuff over here, good stuff over here, good stuff over here, fun stuff over here. Doesn't have to, you know, warn you, because all source ever has to do is just focus on the good feeling stuff that you want. And if you're heading towards those good feeling things that you want, well, then you're going to feel good and you're on track because you are in alignment with your source and in alignment with your desires. But if you are more focused upon bad feeling stuff that you don't want and don't like, then you will feel bad because you're out of alignment with your own source and you're out of alignment with what you really want. You don't want to get rid of crap that you don't want. That's not what you really want. What you want is the good stuff. You don't want to get rid of your debt. You want abundance. You don't want to get rid of the shitty relationship. You want a good relationship. You get my point? Source guidance is very simple and very easy. Think good feeling stuff and do good feeling stuff, and you are in line with source and you're going to feel good. And then, of course, you're attracting more good feeling stuff into your life. So elaborate rules and regulations and commandments and laws, etc., etc., are absolutely completely unnecessary and just complicate an otherwise simple divine guidance system that we all have available to us 24/7. Rules don't actually work because every soul is unique and what's good for one soul is not optimal for another. And as soon as somebody tells you, you've got to do this rule or that rule, well, your first reaction is you want to say, fuck off, I'll do what I want, because you are a sovereign spirit. You get to decide what's right for you in your life. Supposed spiritual or religious rules completely disrespect the diversity of creation and disrespect your sovereignty as a divine creator on your holy mission on planet Earth to have as much fun as possible. Those rules and regulations assume that even though we are obviously all completely, uniquely different with our own unique perceptions and beliefs and understandings and etc., we're all supposedly supposed to think, believe, and act in all the same way, like we're all clones or robots or something. It's just stupid. Rules, regulations, and commandments assume that God is some sort of, you know, is external from us. We're separate from God. And that he is obviously very insecure and needs a lot of therapy because he needs us all to act in certain ways to assuage his insecurity and keep him happy. Well, that's just absolute Neanderthal thinking and childish nonsense. Personally, I'm not interested in worshiping a God that needs therapy and isn't even as enlightened as me. It's like the classic saying, I'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. Luckily, there's no such place as hell, and we don't have to serve anyone. Otherwise, I would certainly sign up for the angelic revolution. So the real freedom we have is not the choice to follow or resist some insecure, controlling God. The freedom that we have is that we are all gods ourselves. And as gods, we have the freedom and the power to think, believe, and act however we want with impunity. That means without judgment, without punishment, because there's no such thing as judgment, there's no such thing as punishment. Because, again, we personally are our only judges. So since we all have the freedom to create whatever we want, then why aren't we creating nonstop fun and abundance all the time? Well, that's simple. To get fun and abundance, you got to focus on fun and abundance. Duh. You can't expect to focus on lack of fun and lack of abundance and lack and things that are not any fun and expect to get joy and abundance. Now, that's the absolute definition of insanity. Yet that insanity is what is how humanity lives most every single moment of their days. They bitch, moan, complain about everything that they hate and don't want, and then expect someone to do something about their grievance and come to their rescue, like some sort of interventionist god or interventionist politician, or it's that listens to whoever bitches the most and grants those sort of divine wishes like some sort of fairy godmother. Well, unfortunately, I have sad news for you. No one is coming to your rescue. The fairy godmothers are on strike. There's no divine complaint department that listens to your bitching and moaning. And then, because you've bitched and moaned loud enough, they get rid of those things that you hate. Sorry, but the absolute opposite is true. Whatever you bitch, moan, and complain about, the universe will just give you more of those things that you feel a need to bitch, moan, and complain about, because you are God attracting whatever you're focused upon. It doesn't get rid of those things that you don't want because, you know, you bitched loud enough and moaned loud enough. You get more of whatever you are bitching, moaning, and complaining about. You get more of whatever you're focused upon, positively or negatively. And it is actually impossible to get rid of anything, because what you desire to get rid of, well, you attract more of. And whatever that you want to get rid of, that you don't like, you don't want any more of, already exists. You can't get rid of it. It's done, baby. The only thing you can do is create more of what you do want. If your focus is on getting rid of things that you don't like, you will just attract more and more things you don't like, that you hate, that you've got to try to get rid of. You can't get rid of unwanted things, because those unwanted things have already been created for you by your attention upon them. It's too late. They're already done. They're a done deal. You can't get rid of unwanted things that have already been created. You can only create new fun things. I repeat, new things that you want. This is not an exclusion-based universe whereby what you focus on that you hate and want to get rid of and want to kill and destroy, well, somehow get destroyed by the cosmic wrecking crew. Sorry, but that crew is on vacation. They are in the Bahamas taking it easy. Rather, this is actually a universe of inclusion. I repeat, inclusion. This is an inclusion-based universe where whatever you are focused upon, you get more of that. Everything is included in this universe. This universe does not understand the word no. When you say, I hate that thing, I don't want that thing, no, 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 go away, you evil thing. Well, you're actually saying, yes, I want more of that thing that I don't want. I know it's some fucked up shit, but that's how it is, because you get more of whatever you're focused upon, positive or negative. So focusing on unwanted things only sabotages your ability to create what you really want. So if you want improvement in your life, well, you got to focus on that improvement, even though it's not physically here yet. You got to focus on that improvement being here now, rather than focusing on that unwanted thing that inspired your desire for new improvement and new things. And it's easy to know which direction you are focused on by how you feel. If you feel good, you're focused on the new thing that you want. You're excited. You're happy. Excited about it manifesting. If you feel bad, well, you're focused on that old thing that you don't want, don't like, hate, that inspired your desires for what you, the new stuff that you do want. Very simple, very easy. And you alone are in complete control over that choice and those decisions of how you're going to think on a daily basis. You don't have to be a knee-jerk reactor, and always constantly knee-jerk reacting in your old patternistic ways by focusing on how much you hate this and abhor that. Instead, pre-act or pre-pave your way by getting your thoughts and attention focused on what you want way before you encounter the unwanted things in life. Create a new pattern where you primarily focus upon things that you that are easy to like, love, and appreciate and that you want more of in your life. And you build up that pattern by creating that positive focus every single morning in your hour of power where you meditate and affirm what you want. And in that regard, I recommend the absolutely amazing, profound, and highly sought after Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Ritual Series made by the awesome Success and Freedom Master, the Lord Zakiron Shihan, available at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. So the point is to become a pro-creator, a pre-creator of reality by pre-creating what you want every day in your hour of power and then letting the universe line up all those creations for you every day rather than just reacting to what the universe dishes out and throws at you from your previous thoughts as a result of your previous thoughts about unwanted things. And then just reacting to those negative things because you don't want them anymore. You got to become a reality snob where you will only focus on positive things and only talk about positive things and talk about what you want and not talk about what you don't want. And when conversations are going south, you get the hell out of Dodge and you go find more fun things to focus on and more fun things to like, love, and appreciate. That's the freedom that you have. Your freedom of choice, your freedom to focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. Which means the freedom and the power to create an absolutely, infinitely joyful, abundant, and magical life for yourself. You have the freedom to not follow the status quo, trying to futilely get rid of unwanted things with your judgments and your condemnations about them. And thusly adding fuel to the fire of unwanted things and thusly creating more unwanted things in your life. And instead, exercise your birthright of unlimited creative freedom to focus upon beautiful things and thusly creating more beautiful things in your life. You are the freedom that you desire. So I hope you enjoyed my amazing Master Keys of Creation. This has helped you to realize the unlimited power of creation that you have available to you 24/7 simply by choosing to think good feeling thoughts. All right. So, hope you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Key of Creation. Freedom. What is freedom really? If you got something from it, please comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications and new videos. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Come visit me on Facebook. Say hello. Let's have a chat. Let's have some fun together. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense fun and adventure and excitement and tons of love and tons of sex and lots of holidays on your magnificent journey of divine creation.
Woohoo!